Hello and welcome. This is Punch Special. I'm Omotao Ladin, and I'll say that you're warmly welcome to the second episode of Punch Special, where we discuss the stories and realities of persons living with disabilities in Nigeria and across the world. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, today we have a fantastically interesting topic for you, and the topic is what makes people special. Ladies and gentlemen, if you did an online study, there are diverse reasons why people become disabled or become special persons. Don't forget that certain people, as we all know, are born like that. So for example, certain children are born blind. Some are born with some form of physical deformity or the other. But you'd agree that the statistics of those who are born disabled or born with some impairment or deformity isn't very large compared to those who are born regular. Okay, of course there are so many other causes of disability, for example, from poverty to malnutrition, you know, basic economic realities, socio-economic realities like war, explosions, you know, cluster bombs, you know, so many chemical, environmental issues, nuclear accidents and all, poor access to healthcare, illnesses, and sometimes negligence can cause disability, even medicines and injections that are not properly applied. Now, you may be wondering why we're discussing this today. On the Punch Special desk, or particularly the podcast desk for Punch Newspapers, we had a conversation some time ago, just very recently, with a young girl who happened to be in the foremost secondary school in Nigeria, a girl's secondary school. And by the time she shared her story of how she became disabled, it was indeed very pathetic. And that's when, you know, the thoughts around how people become disabled came by. Now, this young lady talked about how she was riding a bicycle in her home. They were playing and then she hurt herself. Now, she hurt herself so badly that she had an injury, but because her mom is very tough, her mom must never hear that you hurt yourself, she didn't speak for many days. Now, the injury got so bad, by the time they got to the hospital, they said, feedback told her that tetanus had gotten in it. Would you believe that that was her journey to disability? Because the illness and the injury became worse, and then she just couldn't, all of a sudden, started having vision problems. Eventually, the vision problems, you know, turned into complete blindness, and she just had her limb problem, and she couldn't walk again. It was because she's a young girl, is the only reason we're not sharing her name. So, for the purpose of this conversation, let's call her name Zainab. Ladies and gentlemen, the story of Zainab, for any mom or any, you know, adults listening to this story, caught my attention as a woman and as a reporter and the anchor of the show, that care in itself, laxity, negligence, and sometimes when we overlook the wellness and maybe sometimes a bit too tough on children, they will not express themselves on pain, and then it may lead to disability. Yorubas would say that Owayini, meaning in African Yoruba parlance, they would say that, oh, it was the devil and it was evil that caused it. But the story of this young lady made me know that he's not always the devil all the time. Maybe sometimes certain things are caused by our own negligence, by our own behavior and our attitude to living generally. And the story of a young man by name Isaiah David, that's what I'll call him. I asked him, how did you become disabled? He's visually impaired. And he said he became visually impaired at 14. What caused it? And in between 14 and 21, he had no further education. What caused it? Just parents were not literate. He lived in an environmentally hazardous environment in the house of mushing. Just take care of yourself. Mommy goes, daddy goes every day, and then they come back. And then he woke up one day, and then he just couldn't see anymore. He's older now, and he said he looks back at his life, and he believes that it was just some kind of avoidable, treatable glaucoma that could have caused it. Because much later in his older life, now that he's an adult, he encouraged all his other siblings to go for a vision check, and they found out that they had recessive traits of glaucoma in the family. Summary, as we draw this conversation into a close, is that disability is caused by many reasons, but I dare say that sometimes disability can be avoided If you did a Google search, the leading causes of disability is oftentimes illnesses. And Google search would only tell us that top are oftentimes issues around arthritis, heart diseases, stroke, chronic, you know, pulmonary diseases, respiratory infections, neonatal conditions. I dare say that, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes some of those things can be avoided. As we draw this conversation to a close, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to urge you that we need to prioritize our care and our wellness as individuals so that we can avoid avoidable disabilities, avoidable disformation of our bodies, avoidable disfigurements, and we can stay well always. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Mamata Oladeyin. Enjoy, and may you stay well always. Thank you.